Right now it is time to ask the CLO, our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. Mm-hmm. All right. This is from Dawn in Holly Springs. Dawn writes, my husband told me
Is in Mississippi.
Yes. My husband told me that he's going to his 25th high school class reunion, and he already booked a flight. He never books his own flights or reserves his own hotel rooms. Should I surprise him at the last minute and tell him I'm going too?
What? No, you shouldn't. And you know what? You know why he did all that? Because it's his 25-year reunion. He didn't know you then. You didn't go to the school, and you don't want to. He don't know nobody. What he wants to do is be able to go there, laugh, lie.
Be free.
He want to do it freely.
He if said he laugh, got you. Lie.
Yeah, that's what this is for. 25 year? Oh, yeah. He done booked his ticket, got his room, everything. Couple of his boys going to be there. They're going to get some cigars. They're going to be talking straight trash. No, you shouldn't surprise him. You should just let him have that moment. The man ain't cheating with nobody. He just want to go and have some me time. And I think you ought to let him have that. No, don't go and surprise him because that ain't cool.
Did you go to yours?
And you're not going to surprise him. You're going to check on him. So stop calling
for
it
sure.
a surprise.
For sure, yeah. Did you go to your high school class reunion, 25th, 20th?
I went to the 10. As a complete failure. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing had gone right for me.
Not look at me now. Complete failure.
Yeah, I had that wall-to-wall carpet business card in it. But didn't nobody go out in the parking lot and look at my car because the machine was in my back seat. So I was glad nobody went out there.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. All right,
my car was my van.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Moving on to Caleb in Edgewater. Caleb writes, I want another baby, and my wife uses our 2-year-old son to keep us from having sex. If I put my son in his own bed, she goes to get him and brings him to our bed. She thinks I don't know what she's doing. How do I get our kid out of our bed?
No, it ain't getting your kid out your bed. How do you get your wife to have sex with you? It's not get your kid out the bed. See, bro, listen to me. If you don't, whether the kid is in the bed or not, she don't want to have sex with you.
And that's a problem.
She don't want no baby.
She doesn't want a baby.
Yeah. She's tired.
So now, man, what y'all, and does he say he wants a baby?
Oh, yeah. He wants another baby.
Well, see, bro, listen to me. That having a baby thing, that decision is not yours. That decision is hers.
I thought it was a joint decision. I mean, I know it's her body.
Listen to me.
If she say no,
the factory, the manufacturer of the product is closed. Now, you won't know them if you want to. But see, they only make them one at a time, and they are factory produced. Mm-hmm. And the only one that can do that is of the female species. Now, if you want a baby and she don't, but you still want to have sex, then y'all got to have protected sex.
Yeah.
You got to have some type of contraceptive measure. Other than that, bro, the baby come in the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she's saying not right now. Maybe later.
Yeah.
Well, what they need to do is communicate that. They need to have a real talk about
Absolutely. You're right.
CLO.
All right, moving on, CLO, to Lynn in Grand Prairie. Lynn writes, my neighbor sent around a video of his wife sneaking another man into their home. A lot of neighbors saw it and started judging her.
Wait. So a neighbor's wife? This is a guy talking?
Yeah. No, this is a woman talking. Her name is Lynn in Grand Prairie. She says her neighbor sent around a video of his wife sneaking another man into their home.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
A lot of neighbors saw it and started judging her. She can use a friend, but my husband said I shouldn't associate with her. Should I call to check on her?
Yeah, you should. You should, because she's going through it.
Yeah, but her husband told her not to.
Why?
Maybe he's one of the people that are judging her. But see, this
weak husband who wants to have this community joint punishment set up.
Right.
I'm gonna show all the neighbors who you are. Mm-hmm. Well, bruh, that's your idea of solution. Right. That was weak for him to do that. But you should check on her. And listen to me, man. All of us have friends who have made a mistake.
Yeah.
I am a friend of people, and I have made mistakes. I don't want my friends walking away from me because I made a mistake. So why would you ask a man not to show compassion for somebody? Yeah, check on the lady, see if she okay.
Yeah.
This could be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, all right. Y'all need to really look at that weak man right there, because he be weak. He just real weak.
Send the video out.
Her husband sent a video of her sneaking
the man. Here she is, sneaking
the
man
in
house. Boy, did you know...
Why do the neighbors?
You know what's gonna happen before I send the video out? We're gonna have a police video, but when that video is going on.
Yeah, why do the neighbors need to know that? What's going on?
No. Yeah, we're gonna have some body cam footage, but we're not gonna have the doorbell footage.
Awful. Yellow tape, Steve. All right. Last one. This is the last one. This is from Edmund in Charlotte. Edmund in Charlotte. Edmund writes, I usually stop on my way home from work to get a cup of coffee and just chill for a minute. My wife thinks that it's because I hate coming home. That's not true at all. I can't have a moment to myself after a long day. Why is this a big problem? I know you can speak to this one. You always take time for you. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Everybody needs some me time. Yeah. Sometimes you just, because listen to me, when he come through the door, he got to start being something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ladies need the same me time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we got to understand that on both sides. It's women been with them kids all day and then you come home and want her to be something else. She might need a minute, man. Mm-hmm. You know? Absolutely. And so this guy been at work all day. He can't stand coming home. He just need a minute.
Yeah.
That's all he doing.
Get a cup of coffee and chill for a minute.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
In my previous life, I've sat outside in my car 2, 3, 4 hours before I went out.
Where were you?
It's time to shut it down.
That's hating to go home. That's what that is.
You got to
say. Yeah, I wasn't out there drinking coffee. I was out there considering becoming an alcoholic.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
I had called a homie trying to buy some meth. You know, I was out there
entertainment
trying to get
you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.